I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today begins year four of a brutal civil war between Sudan's army and militia known as the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. Fighting shows no signs of slowing as a third faction rises up to rule. John of Greater Reach Alliance says,
there's a strong influence from the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Muslim Brotherhood is seeking to take over through the army.
Hundreds of thousands of people have died since the civil war began. One in three Sudanese needs humanitarian aid just to survive. Sudanese Christians are sharing the hope of Jesus in displacement camps, though. Ask God to give them strength and pray the war would end soon.
A return to some kind of civilian leadership is really the answer, because if either side of this conflict win, the picture for Sudan continues to be extremely bleak.
Next, in North Korea, Kim Il-sungism and Kim Jong-ilism is the system where North Koreans are taught from infancy to revere the Kim family as deities. But Floyd Burbell from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says idolizing a leader isn't just a North Korean issue.
Children of God have always faced times in their lives where someone rises up to be kind of like a godlike, savior-like figure.
Yet God calls his people to be lights and witnesses to the truth while we live in the kingdoms of this world.
Christians have a responsibility, therefore, to stand up, to recognize when power is stepping into places it's not meant to. We do so, again, gently, with love, but boldly with truth.
So pray for greater boldness and truth in your Christian witness wherever you live. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.